Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Low Down and Dirty, presented by Garage Talk Live, the place to get the lowdown on dirt track racing from the greater Northeast and beyond. We plan on getting you up to speed and informed on all the latest news in the world of dirt track racing. From the mile at Syracuse to the bull rings of the Midwest, we've got you covered. So get ready for the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio. And here, with their elbows up and the loud pedal down, your hosts, Joe Adams and Brian Whippy Whitman. Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the latest edition of Low Down and Dirty. We are live from the Wingman Bar and Grill over here in lovely downtown East Greenville. I am your host, Joe Adams, alongside my buddy to the right, as always, Mr. Brian Whippy Whitman.
What's up?
How you doing tonight, Whip?
Right.
Doing good.
Doing good.
And over to Whippy's right is our captain, Scotty Deal.
Good evening, everybody. I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Doing great. We've got a nice turnout here. We appreciate everybody coming out. Appreciate that very much. Got a pretty stellar show tonight. We've got some big news
big
to
news.
Announce later. Big news.
For all you late model fans.
Mm-hmm.
At Grandview Speedway.
Uh-huh. Speaking of Grandview Speedway, what's the word on the street on who the new announcer is going to be?
Really?
Have you heard?
I just heard tonight.
You did?
You think it's true?
No.
No, you don't think it's true?
No. Apparently, there's a vicious rumor circulating around that I am going to be the new voice of Grandview Speedway. Well, I can put everybody's mind at ease. I was not asked to do it. I don't really know if I have a desire to do it. That is a huge commitment. And Ernie said something to me that a couple days prior to the Sixer that really made me stop and think about this whole announcing thing. I spoke to him on the phone. I believe it was Thursday before the Sixer. And he said, Joe, you know what I'm going to do some Saturday night? I said, I don't know, Ernie. What do you have in mind? He said, anything I want. I haven't been able to do anything on a Saturday night for 47 years.
He's going to be lost, though.
He is going to be lost. Hopefully Maryland keeps him moving.
The boss is going to look at him on Saturday. What the heck are you doing here? You know?
Show it to Joey. Yeah, Joey, but you know what? I'll sleep better tonight knowing that Joe is not in the running for that job. I'll sleep better.
Screw you, Scotty. Screw you.
Right away. Let me explain my reasoning. I'm looking out for your sanity. All right? I'm looking out for your
deal with
better
you on a weekly basis. This hasn't you don't care about my sanity because if you did, I would have to deal with you on a weekly basis.
Yeah, but you come every week, so that's by choice, pal.
Well, you know what? I'm done. I quit.
Okay. All right, Joe's quitting.
Again.
I quit every week.
You know what? Everybody should see the look on Whippy's face right now as Joe and I go at it, you know.
3 minutes into the show, you're done.
Yeah. Hey, listen up, guys, here on a very serious note. We are very sad to announce the passing of retired late model racer Tom Herbert. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the entire Herbert family and friends. You'll certainly be on our thoughts and prayers. So, again, please accept our condolences from everyone here at Low Down and Dirty.
Wow.
Wow. Just today, huh? We just heard about it tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The old Pink Panther. I remember that car zipping around that speedway as a kid, man. It's good stuff.
Right.
He'll be sadly missed. Go racing this weekend, Whip?
Went back home. So the short track, Super Nationals.
They're not just regular Nationals. They're Super Nationals.
Super Nationals. And Mr. Brett Dale pulled off another successful show with 79 signed-in modifieds.
Unbelievable. Where do they all fit at 5 mile points?
He has them on the back straightaway now. And they go all the way down the hill and almost the way you pull in. And he just packs them in there. And it was a who's who of who's there.
How many modifieds do they have?
79.
79. Thanks for tuning in, Scotty. Thanks for listening to the program.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had drifted off there for a minute, Joe. Sorry.
It was a great show. Here's my first rant of the night. We have to drop a division.
Too much racing.
When you have 79 modifieds, You take two for the Heat, then they run four Conte's, and you take three for that. Fourth guy went into the infield and did like a three-lap dash for the last spot feature. And then you had the street stop, and then you had the four-cylinder. We could have done without the four cylinders.
So you feel it was a complete oversaturation of racing for one day?
Yeah, because 90% of the fans, I mean, don't get me wrong, a lot of people there for the street stocks and the four cylinders, but
the racers too.
The people
right.
were there for the modifieds. Mm-hmm. And it was like 12 o'clock and it was all over with. And that's kind of late.
Yeah. Well, if people are traveling, yeah.
Other than that, it was a great show. I mean, the dude who won it, Craig Hansen, never seen the place before until
this race continues to prove that you don't have to be a superstar. This race, year after year, generates new names in front of our eyes.
Yep. Here we go. 3 years ago, Justin Howland. Last year, Danny Tyler won it.
Yes.
You know,
Whit's doing this without his book, too. This is pretty impressive.
This is off the top of his head.
This is epic.
Yeah. And this year, Craig Hansen. And the only big names that have won it is Dwayne Howard and Rich Rickey.
Mm-hmm.
It was good because after that was Anthony Perego, who was all over Mr. Hansen. And then Jack Brown. And then the biggest name, you know, big name was Pat Ward was the next.
Yeah.
And he was coming at the end. He was on the move. Eric pointed that out. And I know you, Joe. I can see the smirk on your face right now. But it was cool. I mean, he put Farmall Point back on the map. There were five deep along the fence on the back straightaway.
Five it deep.
Was, you couldn't get another, you know, person in the bleachers probably. It was great. Good time. And here's my other rant. The bleacher seats that people bring, you know, those stadium seats.
Yeah.
Stadium seats.
They got to go. If it's just one plank, bleachers, you can't put them there. A big diamond, that's fine. Fulton Speedway, fine. A standard bleachers, you can't have those seats in there.
No room.
There's no room in front of the person. Behind that person, you just want to punch them in the head.
Apparently, you were stuck behind one of these stadium seating creatures.
No, we moved.
Aha. Uh-huh.
See, but we got there early enough to lay our blankets down for good seats. And then those people came in with those bleacher seats, and we had to move.
I have a friend that will go nameless, all right?
Whoa, you have a friend?
Sorry, Joe, to disappoint you, but this individual, when he goes early, gets seats like you do, he'll throw a blanket down in front of him also just to protect against stadium seat guys. And then they'll go back later and pull the blanket up.
Additional line of defense.
Yep.
But we had six people, three people each blanket, so we had two blankets down.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put them bleacher seats the third row down.
Yeah, well, maybe you got to put that.
Three blankets next time.
Now you got to take in a blanket and put it out in front of you there.
That's it. It's like a dog marking its territory.
Really?
That's what I'm going to do from now on.
I won't ask you to mark the territory, but you know.
But it was good, by my point. I mean, they rocked it. The place was packed, sold out. But the dust. I'm sorry about the dust. I don't know what it is with the dust, but the dust got to go up there. It's terrible.
It is? Yeah, you weren't digging the dust.
I forgot what it was like. You know, I did. I really forgot what it was like.
So the tracks down here have spoiled you a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not used to being that filthy after a race.
Yeah, yeah.
It was bad.
It's bad.
But it was great. I mean, 79 cars. The best heat race is Billy Pouch. He was in the fifth heat race. They only took two to qualify in the heat. They took 11 cars started each heat. He started dead last and finished second in the heat on the last corner.
So he put on a show?
Yeah, the 117, Kevin Hurkler, and the 16A, Mike Clapper, Ted, were battling for the second spot. And they were protecting the bottom, and Pouchy just stuck it on the outside between them two and that wall. And just he bonsaied him and got the win. Got the qualifying spot. So that was good for him. I was glad to see that. But, yeah, Hansen picked up a big one. And he led a lot of laps, so he got a lot of lap money, too.
Yeah, I'm sure that I didn't print out the whole article here, but I, you know, there were contingencies like crazy. He must have like 50 contingency prizes for his race.
It's incredible.
Dale works his butt off for this race.
Yeah,
but it takes him all year to do it.
Yeah. And hats off, and then he goes back at it again Friday night at the King of the Can.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, he's a busy guy these last 2 weeks, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so what kind of move did Billy put on that? I heard people got a little crazy, you know?
Oh, he went three wide up against the outside wall and stuck it and just passed the, he went from fourth to second in the last corner in the place I went off. Because I sat around a bunch of hate pouchy.
Oh.
Haters. All haters. You know?
So I let him.
He got second and qualified. I let him know who he was. You know? So. It was a good time. Dale rocked it. Good show. It may have outgrown itself at Baja Point.
Word on the street.
Another venue next year?
I'm hearing a new venue. I don't know if this is true or not. I don't want to start any rumors, but I hear maybe I-88.
Wow.
Back where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
That was the very first race.
That's right. And in the second year, yeah, that's right all there. Right in the racing encyclopedia, Mr.
Of Whip.
That's wow. Scared.
I was scared of that, yeah. Yeah, so like the second year went to 5 Mile, right? And
I've
been there ever since.
Yep. Good time, though. I love the point. And I got to go see my mom. Eric Whip got to see my family. He met my whole family. You know?
Was your brother around?
Yep. Well, I don't know. He's lost interest in racing, man. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know what's going on with that one.
Well, last I heard, he got a significant other.
Yeah. Wow. Why? I don't understand. Why?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
Well, hey, God bless his soul.
Hey, Whip, it's a phase. He'll come back around, you know.
Sure. If he follows in his brother's footsteps, it's just a phase.
A very brief phase.
Yeah, it's a phase. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time to Point Rock. I mean, Dale did good, you know. I mean, best luck at the King of the Can. So, and then there was some other big race up at Syracuse. Did you hear about that?
Not really.
Some other big race at Syracuse.
Somebody got it done.
Did they get any cars?
Good one.
Thanks, man.
Like that.
He almost got it done all weekend.
He almost got it done twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Dunn almost got it done.
He got it done.
That with that damn fuel. How could you run a 200-lap race and have a fuel race?
Yeah.
That fuel race up there.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, but you know, some people like it.
Apparently, they do. But Billy Dunn picked up the Syracuse win. That was kind of a shocker, actually.
Yep, but, it was.
I mean, some of the top guys were running out of fuel, and that's pretty much, you know.
Yep. I guess late Stewart ran out of fuel, right? Freezer went out when it ran out of fuel.
And then Saturday, Brett Hearn wins because everybody runs out of fuel.
Yep. Billy Dunn was leading that race and ran out of fuel.
3/4 of a lap to the end, and he ran out of fuel. But he redeemed himself by picking up the Super Dirt Week race.
But, you know, they could just imagine. I mean, run out of fuel on the last lap, and then you know, that would be enough to depress the heck out of you. But they fight back and come back again with a modified the next day, and they do it.
It is impressive because Syracuse is big race.
Yeah,
That's a big, big race. So.
I do like how the guys from down our way here placed nicely in the top five.
Yes, they did.
Ryan Godown got a third in that race, and Dwayne Howard came in fifth, but not in the car most people would expect.
In Kevin Albert's number 3 big block.
Yeah.
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 Well, now, I have two Dwayne Howard rants.
The floor is yours.
Thank you, Whip.
My mic is off.
you know, Dwayne went up there, raced Super Dirt Week, ran a solid fifth, and yet I've been hearing for years and years down here that Dwayne Howard sucks. He can't run anywhere but Grandview. He can't run with anybody else. And, you know, after a while, I just get tired of hearing it. I mean, the guy's got talent. The guy's really good at what he does. And if you can't appreciate the talent, you're not a true race fan. It's just that simple. And my second rant is, and we're going to touch upon this a little bit later, the Chad Sonnen and Dwayne Howard. Chad has sold out and has retired from the sport. And we probably won't be seeing Dwayne Howard at Grandview Speedway next year.
No.
No.
You know what he's going to be? He's going to be the new Sandman.
He is going to be the new Sandman. And for all you people that pissed and moaned about him being up at the racetrack and he cheats and he sucks and he does everything else, you're going to be the first ones to miss him because he put on one hell of a show every Saturday night. I know myself I'm going to miss him being up there if he's not at Grandview Speedway next year. So get over yourselves, man. The guy's a good race car driver, and that's just as simple as what it is. You know, that's my rant. Both of them.
Well spoken.
Thank you very much.
No? But he's going to Bridgeport.
That's the word on the street.
That's the word on the street.
When what? What do you think he's going to show up then? 126 or?
That would be my guess.
Yeah,
that would be my guess.
You know.
I didn't think they were an every night, every week team anymore.
No.
But maybe if Finchie goes over there.
Finchie has retired.
Huh?
Alan Finch has retired. Perhaps in a week or two, Mr. Sonnen would like to do his final motorsports public appearance on Low Down and Dirty.
Oh, we need a disclaimer before we even go on the air with that.
There was a very vanilla, sweetened up press release that was sent out earlier this week about BPG retiring and all kind of things, but Mr. Sonnen has informed me that he has a lot of things he has to say yet.
Oh, boy.
And it's nice. And he chose our venue to say them. And he even told me that he is going to try desperately to get Mr. Alan Finch on the radio program with him as they explain some things as they part ways with local dirt track racing.
Oh, boy.
It's a good thing we're not FCC regulated, brother.
This will be the dirty part of Low Down and Dirty, won't it?
This is going to be the real dirty part.
It
and,
might
you know,
be the low down part, too. Yeah.
Well, Chad told me some things that were on his mind, and, you know, we have a venue that he can air his opinion out.
It's an open forum.
It is an open forum. So,
oh, boy.
We're working on this for a week or two. Please stay tuned for further details on that. So he's got a lot of interesting things to say.
Oh, we're going to need a disclaimer, aren't we?
Yeah,
pretty
we're
much.
Probably going to need that.
Oh,
we might
boy.
Start authoring that this week, you know.
Yeah. We might want to start a week or two ahead on that.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Simon is a good dude, though.
The comments of our guest may not reflect the statements or attitudes of
and opinions
any opinions of
and worth expressed therein thereof of Low Down and Dirty.
Oh man. But 15 years he raced. He was in it.
Not him personally. That's a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, he has been in the sport for 15 years. Yep. You know, he started up north there with a couple
eight,
guys that,
eight cars he had sponsored at one
he,
time.
Yeah, he would
eight modified.
Yeah. And what really brought him to the forefront locally here was when he and Jeff Strunk teamed up.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of sucks as a
yeah, there,
to have
the other
that
interesting car thing is what happens to the Grandview Speedway Freedom 76.
Ooh.
Yes. Sponsorship of that event.
Well, and then what about all the other guys who have little Chad Simon Motorsports on the side? There's like a guy up at Lebanon Valley. There's a late model guy at Grandview has it.
It is my belief, and I certainly don't want to talk on behalf of Chad or for Chad, but it is my belief that he is completely done with motorsports, and he's going to focus his attentions on his son's sailboat racing career. So I think he pulled the plug on everything.
Where do you put those devices on a sailboat?
I think there's going to be a titanium-sailed sailboat floating around in the local sea down there.
I got a question.
Yes.
Can you put traction control on a sailboat?
Yes, you can. Yes, he has it.
He has it.
I'm sure of it. He's always had it.
Oh, yeah. It's always under the seat.
He's always had it.
Size of a dime. It's underneath the seat.
All seriousness, no. He is having a brand new sailboat built right now for his son.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Inquiring minds want to know the answers to these questions.
Will it be a number 4 on the sailboat?
Or it could be the number 2, to the front.
To the front.
Hmm. All right. Kid's got talent. He's done very well the past 2 years. Very well.
Breaking wind.
Sail.
He is. And I'm going to be putting graphics on a sailboat.
No.
This will be your first sailboat.
Final for sure. Mm-hmm.
We could take it down to the pond that's down there at the bottom of your there. We'll
get it wet. Yeah.
See if the lightweight final works.
It'll work.
Oh, yeah.
It'll work.
Is it waterproof?
We'll find out.
And if it peels off, it comes back, you know?
It's called job security. It's not a failure. It's called job security.
That's right. Just like I tell everybody with this 357 thing. He don't fire people. He just
don't rehire.
You know?
Exactly right.
Yeah, because that's the other
hard
thing flying around that Cozy and Norm are done.
Yeah, it's floating around.
Yeah. But
we heard that weeks ago.
Yeah, but then
a lot of racing for being fired.
Yeah.
You know, and they're
not hired.
Or not hired. Because
yeah.
He doesn't
fire. No.
He just don't rehire.
He's going up to Deo's show this week. I heard. So he just made the announcement today. They're going up.
Oh. Yeah. They're going up for the King of the Can.
King of the Can?
I've tried valiantly to get Norm on the show. And I'll keep working on him. I don't think it's ever going to happen. Because he said that he'll blow the roof off the place.
That'd
so,
be cool.
It'd be cool to have him on.
Get out of that man's way when he's headed to the races.
Oh, yeah, he don't screw around. He is hammered down.
He's like 100.
He drives that truck in trailer like he's driving a freaking Ferrari.
Yes.
It's crazy. You can't keep up with him in a passenger car.
100 miles an hour.
Yeah. He just sails. I'm serious.
It's like that time Freddie passed you coming down from up north, right? Was it you?
Yeah, it was me on a turnpike. About blew me off the highway.
But Norm's a little bit of a...
Oh, he wants to get there and get home.
Yeah, he hurries it up.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, Norm. Wherever you want to go. You know? Where you want to go?
What do you want to talk about next, Joe?
Oh, I don't know. Stuff.
Stuff.
Stuff and stuff.
Well, they had all kinds of races during the week last week, right?
Yep. And Danny Johnson had quite an eventful.
Yeah, that's game. What I heard.
He flipped and wrecked at Rolling Wheels. And then the following night, he picks up the win at Bruton.
How do you do that?
It's the doctor. When there's a doctor in the house, you get all kinds of pain medicine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know. I mean, you got to hand Danny something, you know. He's on the gas.
How does he keep doing it?
Him and his brother. You know. But. And then they had some World of Outlaw race at Rolling Wheels, too. There was all kinds of racing up in New York this weekend. You had Dale Show, you had Syracuse, and you had World of Outlaw sprint cars.
Yep.
It was the Mecca this week.
I mean, if you were on a turnpike, the tolls, they made money. You know? They made money. So.
Who won that Rolling Wheels sprint car race up there? I think that was an Outlaw show. And
He's eating chicken wings right now, but he'd let us know, I bet.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah.
Who won, Eric? Who won?
My daddy. Donnie Schatz.
That's his 22nd win of the year.
Not bad for a kid his size.
Commented on something on Eric's Facebook page today, and he came back with, thank you, Donnie. Now, is that right? I ask you, is that right?
I think it's right. I think it's funny. I think it's nice that you two share a common bond that is known as Donnie Schatz.
Let me make it perfectly clear.
Start making it.
I don't care for Donnie Schatz one little bit. Okay?
I think you got a man crush on him, bro.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
He makes you feel tingly down bottom.
No, he don't. Who parked next to Donnie Schatz out at Williams Grove for the Open? I can't remember who it was, but they complained about you never saw him all weekend, and even when he went to the facilities and you stood up next to him to talk about racing, he wouldn't even let it up then, you know? He just, like... And he went away, and he came, went back to the holler and hides. And
he has no personality.
No personality.
You know? No. Here's a kicker for I got a throwback from the Nationals last week. I walked by Tony Stewart and never seen him.
How do you know you walked by him then?
Eric Whip told me. He goes, Whippy, there's Tony Stewart. I never seen him. Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I have no clue.
You know? I think he's full of it. He wasn't there.
He was there Saturday, because there's pictures on Facebook. He was there Saturday. He was signing autographs in the auction tent. He was there. I missed it. I'm like, you're kidding me.
FYI, guys, you're really cutting into Eric's wing-eating expedition over there. He brought out a plate of wings that was piled 3 feet freaking high.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah,
all
them
poor chickens running around without wings now.
He wins. That's his 22nd win, but he's still not the points leader, Captain. How is that?
52 points, brother. 52 points. Tight.
He gained points, man.
52. Pittman didn't gain.
No. Shots.
Oh, it's got a shot. Yeah, but, you know, he's still got a... It's not a safe lead by any stretch with two shows to go, right?
Yeah, down to Charlotte. That's the last two shows, right? There's no in-betweens then? No rain makeups?
I don't know. Maybe I should go look it up, but I don't think there is.
I don't think there is.
All right. That's gonna be crazy then.
Mm-hmm. So,
come on, Pittman. Sorry.
And who stayed in the pits and partied with Freddie till the bitter end?
Pittman.
Darren Pittman.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm sticking with that guy.
That same here. He was hanging out at 3:30 in the morning having a riot.
Yep.
I can't tell you what he said, but you know. Yeah. But we were there, we seen it.
What goes on in the parking lot stays in the parking lot.
Yeah, it does.
The Nationals pretty much stays
at the Nationals.
And then they had a race at Lincoln Speedway. And Brian Montes picked up the win.
Yeah,
Lance, Freddie Raymer, and Brett Marks.
They
Brian
said
Lepo.
He like cooked the field by like 6 seconds or something, like really ridiculous, you know.
And that was the 16th annual Kenny Wells Memorial.
Right.
I went to the very first one.
Is that right?
Yep. And to this day, I still remember Jeff Shepard in the 1J.
I love that guy.
40 laps. 8 minutes, 32 seconds, go home.
I never understood how he put his suit on with a set of nuts that big. That guy was crazy.
He was. He was a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was my first Kenny Wells Memorial. They ran clean to checkered, 8 minutes, 32 seconds. Just sticks in my head forever, that.
It's locked in there, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, it's burned in there.
Burned in there like
it's... You know?
You know?
They had a little get-together up at Port Royal also called the Blue Collar Classic.
And a nice car comp.
53-305 Race Saver
that
sprint
cars. That is awesome. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got Pass East. You got the Sprint Series cars. You got the BSS Virginia Sprint Series, TSRS, our local tri-state club around here. They brought 53 cars to the port. And
it's my opinion that this 305 deal is the future of sprint car racing.
It is. It's great to see. Jake Walters came in first in that event. And look who's finishing third there, Whip.
I just seen that.
Ryan Stillwagon, brother of the famous Robbie Stillwagon, who races URC.
Will be at Grandview, too, this Saturday.
Yes, he will.
And the last time URC were at Grandview, what's what happened?
Stillwagon. You got to talk to him. You got to talk to him, Whip.
Oh, yeah. And Whippy
still have that video.
Stillwagon. Oh, gosh, yes, Vic.
Whip.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Whip gave me an assignment. No, halfway through the summer, and I still haven't finished it.
What was the assignment?
He gave me a DVD of that race that we were just talking about at Grandview with Stillwagon winning and going into victory lane with Whip, and Whip wants that pulled out of that DVD.
How you making out with that, buddy?
It's going slow.
Yeah, you're pacing yourself. You're good.
I don't want to enter into any new projects right now, you know, a little mm-hmm. stacked up, you know. So, but we'll
I'm
get
cool
to it.
With it. I'm cool.
All right.
Huh?
It might
patient.
Be your.
Don't,
if,
no,
hey,
dude,
Whip,
don't,
hey, Whip,
come on, Whip. You got to stay
it
on.
It might
him.
Be your Christmas present.
A roast for me?
I'm not for this year.
Oh, last year.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Wow, look at the people here.
I know,
hey,
man.
You know.
It's awesome.
Look
it's
who's
fantastic.
Talking over here, you know.
The voice of the Grandview Speedway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. We have to treat him a little bit. We have to treat
little
him
a little more respect now.
You need to treat me with a little respect, fellas.
Yeah. No, yeah, make sure you don't get empty groove.
Stop on by. Only, how much are they?
$4.
Only $4. Get yourself a Grandview groove right here at the Grandview Speedway.
But you give them a $5 bill because you tip them a buck. Right, honey?
Right?
Give
We're
you
giving
a $5
you $5 bill. For a program, right?
Yes.
You get a buck.
You deserve that $1 tip for every program book you
yes,
sell.
Yes, she does.
We have an official Grandview Speedway Grandview Groove program seller in the house right now.
And that is my ritual.
Oh, no? We're just informed that we're not going to have a Grandview Groove every week next year. Well, thank you for the heads up.
Huh?
I missed the minutes to that meeting.
I don't understand. Ernie retired.
How can you not have a program book every week? How can you not?
Yeah.
Well, you do it every other week.
Ridiculous.
All right.
It's all good. It's all going to work.
That's going to be... Yeah. I mean, you got to follow in the footsteps, bro.
No.
We have a rider that you could team up with.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. No. No.
No?
Okay. No, we're good. We're good. It's handled. The groove is handled.
Andrew Groove's handled? Just
for you, I'll make some phone calls.
I got a call anyways. You know?
Yeah.
Because the thing blowed, Captain blowed it up.
Yeah, Captain cooked one of our laptops here. Thanks, Captain.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever I can do for the and cause. The
thank call? You so much, Kylie, for bringing
yeah,
your
you.
Laptop in.
The call's going out there, so, you know.
Yeah,
see what happens.
I'll relay the message.
We had a 15-minute desperation run for another laptop tonight.
Yes.
And we appreciate it.
Very much. I could even see myself on that computer. I see myself.
I'm sure, Whip, I'm pretty sure if I push a couple buttons, you'd probably see yourself again.
Great touch and no computer. Last one you did, you blowed up.
Yeah. Scotty did wreck some stuff tonight.
Yeah. No, he FSU'd some stuff.
Hey, you got to be doing
that's
something
he did.
If you wreck something, you know?
Yeah. FSU'd stuff.
FSU'd.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking after Eric.
Yep. Jeepers Christmas. I'll tell you what, them late model fans are going to be jacked up for the big news we got coming.
We got some really big news coming up to 9 o'clock hour here. And we brought some people in tonight, bro.
See that? Brian's here. Brian.
Hey.
Mr. Ford's here. That's my mechanic right there. Whenever I have any problems, just call
Brian. Fritz and Deb are in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Calling him out.
He's a master.
Yes. He is a master.
At least still running.
And again, I'd like to thank the Wingman Bar Grill over here at East Greenville mm-hmm. for having us over here at their venue this evening. We're going to try to get on a little bit of a better schedule here between Wingman and the Bandits. Maybe we'll just do every other week or something like that, or 2 weeks in a row at one place, 2 weeks in a row at another place.
Work just something out.
Let me know.
Yeah, you don't get involved in the negotiations. You just
I'm not involved in any of that.
Yeah, like, dude, just let me know where I need to go to. You know,
yeah. I just go to the races and watch them. That's all I do. I don't report on them or nothing.
That's right. That's pretty much all you do.
That's pretty much. What are you supposed to do when you go to the races as a reporter?
Report.
Stand
report.
On your head. Yeah.
Yeah. Right there, that book. That's reporting.
You need to publish that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's some secret stuff in there. Yeah. There's phone numbers in there. I've seen some of those phone numbers.
Did you ever misplace one of those books?
Yeah, this year. A few times underneath my arm.
Wow.
I was racked. I couldn't find it, and it was underneath my arm. You know? But that's been everywhere. You know? As Eric calls it, Saturday, that's the Holy Grail.
That is the Holy Grail right there. It's pretty. No.
And it's 5-star, not 4-star. You notice that, Joe? It's 5-star.
Yeah, to meet 5-star.
Yeah. Yeah. I just took notice of that. I've had this thing for 2 years. I never busted your balls about that. That's 5-star, baby.
There you have it.
Nope, I didn't get
a little noisy here in the bar. It's cool.
I was getting restless.
Yeah, they were getting restless.
Hey, what's everybody doing Saturday?
Grandview Speedway.
Oh,
Grandview,
they got
Grandview
going over there.
Grandview.
Yeah,
Brenda's not going to Grandview. What's up with that?
Grandview Speedway.
What are you doing? Lincoln. Brett's going to Lincoln on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's Freddie Raymer's last call.
Yeah.
But I'm leaving the vision of Freddie winning the Nationals is mine.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to Williams Grove on Friday to see him wrap up the points. At least I hope he wraps up the points. But I don't know. Nobody wants to go. Want to go to Williams Grove on Friday? Williams Grove. The Grove. Friday. Yeah, I can't go.
See? No. It's you, Scotty. Nobody wants to go with you.
Yeah. Oh. And here's the other thing. Is okay. Linda's Nationals early this year?
It is a little early. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That's
thank you for bringing that up. That's Friday and Saturday.
That's how I roll.
You roll.
That's how I roll.
Yes, with your thumb and your forefinger. So anyway.
Okay.
Linda's National Open is a great show.
Two-day show, Friday, Saturday.
Two-day show, Friday, Saturday. Good stuff. What's up, Olivia? How you living? So, good stuff.
And Friday is all qualifying.
Yes, and I believe they have the Race of Champions race on Friday night, too.
That's right.
And Saturday is go
marathon.
It's a long 2 days. So best wishes to Michael Batts and the entire Batts family and Linda. And hopefully they have some great weather and everything's going to work out well for them.
Yeah, the long-range forecast looks pretty good for the weekend right now. So, hey, Joe, before we go to break, let's talk about what we're going to have at Grandview on Saturday night.
Exactly are we going to have at Grandview on Saturday night?
It's going to be spooktacular.
We're going to have
what they say.
We're going to have the Halloween party. Grandview Thunder, 525s, Monster Smash Demo Derby. We got Legends. We got Vintage Cars. We got the Vince Towing Legend Owners Race.
That's always fun. I like watching that.
Scary as hell.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Some of the old dudes get out there, man, they start cranking on it a little bit, and then they get all winded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chico just about has a heart attack.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. We have to ask Brian. Hey, Brian. Are you going to have a car for
Saturday night? Chico will not be. No Chico in the owner's race. On
hey, Chico's night. Looking for a ride in the owner's race.
Yeah, we need to get a ride for him.
Right. Yeah. We're putting the word out right now. Chico needs a ride.
Yeah.
All right, because he's got to defend his title, right? He's got to defend.
Yeah. He's got to defend his title.
No, Mr. Smith did.
That's
You're right.
Randy, yes, Randy won. Randy Bailey won.
That's right.
Thanks for having a good memory.
We can't be sure that was Mr. Smith.
You ought to have a radio show.
Exactly.
Yeah, you come on. Come on.
Put the headset on.
You need Brian on.
But yeah, the owner's race is almost like it might be the scariest race of the year.
It's entertaining.
Yeah. Some are going fast, and some are just
going slow.
Some are just going.
Yeah.
Barely.
Thinking this is way, way more than what I was used to.
Yeah. A little overwhelming for some people.
So we got 350. We got 358 modifieds. We got
358 modifieds. URC Sprint, Sportsman, ARDC Midgets, Legends, plus the Monster Smash Demolition Derby, and it's going to be a huge night. All features, no qualifying.
Gates open at 4.
Thank you. I was looking for that. What is the admission price? Do we know what the admission price is? Is it $25? $25 to get in. It's a great night of racing.
And I think I seen in a press release that 358s are time trial in their hot lap session.
For lineup purpose.
For lineup. And then they're going to have a revenge draw.
Revenge draw.
Yes, they did that before, I believe.
Which is always interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be down in the infield for that?
I have no idea. That's Thunder on the Hill. That's Mr. Allum.
Yeah, he might.
You know.
He might choose to do that himself, is what you're saying.
Yes. Okay. He typically does.
Yeah.
Jeff does a great job. How does he run back and forth from the booth down to the track? He doesn't get winded.
Sneakers.
True. Thanks.
Lightweight sneakers.
Yeah, they are lightweight.
Are we having are they having a meet and greet, right? We're having a meet
and
greet?
They're having a meet and greet. So I hear, yeah.
Who's going to be on the meet and greet, Scotty?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I don't want to put names out there that I'm not sure of. And I think I just felt like getting thrown under the bus, you know, right there.
I think I got one name.
You got one?
URC. I think Billy Pouch is coming out with his URC sprint car.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they are having an ARDC midget.
Yes, and I think it's Alex Bright. Don't guarantee that.
That's going to be some of your handiwork, right, Joe? Alex Bright? No.
No, I only did that chili bowl car.
Oh, just the chili bowl car you did. Okay.
Ooh. Okay. All right. And the gangsters.
What they can do is they can tune into Grandview Speedway on Facebook.com and find out who's going to be there for the meet and greet on Saturday.
This is coming from the voice of the Grandview Speedway.
This is coming from the voice of Grandview Speedway.
The future voice. Yep.
I'm telling you, it spread like wildfire at the point Saturday.
Yeah, that's just super. Hey, don't forget our good friend, Mr. Brett Deo, is going to be having his Thanksgiving weekend gobbler on Saturday, November 30th at the Accord Speedway. That's coming up.
Oh.
And excitement still abounds for the 52nd anniversary of Eastern States weekend.
You should have seen these guys at Climal Point Saturday night. Every time they said Accord, they stood up and yelled, Accord!
Yeah. What's that do? Oh.
You almost wanted to, okay, enough is enough. You know.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. I think now's a good time to take a break because I need to go outside. Because
we're not outside no more. So.
No, we're not outside anymore. I got to go hold a cigarette for a friend, and we're going to sell some product.
You can hold one for you. I'm having it.
Yeah, good for you. When we come back at the 9 o'clock hour, as I look around the room here, I see
race
Dave Yost. Dave Yost, owner of the file number 72 late model, also known as Crazy. I see Junior Greedy. I see Harry Bardick.
There's some mystery dude I haven't seen in like a year.
I see a guy in an orange hooded sweatshirt that we'll let people know when we come back who that particular gentleman is. So we're going to take a brief break right here at Lowdown and Dirty. We're going to sell some product, and we're going to be back in a few short moments. Thank you.
Diamond Disposal offers a wide variety of disposal services, including residential and commercial weekly service, roll-off dumpster service, competitive pricing, and special contracting rates. Diamond Disposal serves the Berks County and surrounding areas. For competitive rates and prompt, friendly service, please give Diamond Disposal a call at 610-845-1117 or visit them on the web at www.DiamondDisposalLLC.com. For all of our loyal listeners here at Lowdown and Dirty, Diamond Disposal has been kind enough to offer a one-month free trash removal if you sign on with Diamond Disposal and mention that you heard about this promotion right here on Lowdown and Dirty. So give the fine folks at Diamond Disposal a call and see what kind of savings they have for you. And remember, don't let your cash go out with the trash. Call Diamond Disposal, 610-845-1117. For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back. Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle.
Hey, hey, everybody, this is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Lowdown and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serves the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wraps, and paninis. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke,
and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Wingman Bar and Grill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops at Upper Hanover and downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Lowdown and Dirty. We are live from the Wingman Bar and Grill right over here in lovely downtown East Greenville, located on 622 Gravel Pike, Suite 115. Stop on by. They have some great food here, hot wings, hoagies, pizza, all kind of good stuff, lots of beers on tap, and we certainly got a full room of people here. We said we got some big news here for late model fans of the Grandview Speedway, and as we roll into the 9 o'clock hour, I want to bring on our special guest, Mr. Dave Yost, otherwise known as Crazy, owner of the number 72, driven by Wayne File. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can we just call you Crazy? Because that's really all I know you as.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You don't even look like a Dave. You just look crazy.
Yeah.
No. So you got some big things working here in this relatively young off season, and like to get your take on some things. Is Team Purple and Wayne File coming back to Grandview Speedway for 2014?
Absolutely. Yep, we'll be back updating the equipment. Most of our sponsors are back. The team's staying together. Mm-hmm. Everything's looking good.
So basically the package that you had for 2013 is going to roll back in for 2014. You guys had a very successful 2013 season as well. You finished the season off for you guys, your last race. You won, which was a nice night for you. So, nice way to build momentum and carry that in through the winter for the 2014 season as well.
Yep, finished out pretty strong. Had some parts break throughout the year. Can't control that, but overall had a very good season. Wayne and his dad and I have put a really good deal together, and the guys that work on our car are top-notch. Couldn't do it without them guys. They really bust their backs for us and don't skip a beat, hot, cold. They just work and work and work, and it's a really good deal. Nice little team.
You definitely have a good support group. I see one of your sponsors is even in the house here tonight supporting your race team and the efforts here. And thank you so much, Dean Kenny, for being here from the consignment shop.
Yeah. That's most of our sponsors are returning for next year. We're looking for some additional ones. We're hoping to update to a newer car for next season. But we're teaming up with another team and partnering up more or less. We're going to have three late models running, sharing information, and hopefully it's going to be a good deal for everyone involved and help our division is what we're looking for also.
So you're teaming up with two other teams now. You're gonna have three cars like as a three car team?
Stable.
Yeah, it's three cars.
You're the new Hendrix of late models.
Now, before you go any further with this, Crazy, let me ask you this: Is everybody working out of the same shop right now?
Yeah.
No. The 72 is still in Moton at Wayne's house in the garage. We've had it in. That's gonna stay there. The other two cars are housed in Gilbertville, closer to home. For me and most of the other guys that work on the car, they are actually, those two cars are owned by someone else, but we're coming together as one team to just share information, help, ideas, setups, whatever needs to be done to run these cars as a team.
And so you'll share information?
Absolutely. That's why we're doing this.
Set up everything.
We're all running rockets. We're all running, they're all pretty close to the same year, pretty close to the same stuff. Plus, the one car is going to have a rookie driver in, and so he's really going to be able to benefit by teaming up with all the experience that this whole deal has put together.
Well, instead of keeping everybody in suspense, as we did so far, who is going to be your second and third driver being added to the team?
Well, the second and third car is going to run under the name of T&W Motorsports. Wanda, sitting over there, is the owner of the cars. The one car, the rookie driver, is going to be Tyler Bardick.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Bardick's son.
Terry Bardick, who raced the Grandview Speedway for many years in the late model division?
Yes, he's
with
moving
a lot
up.
Of great success. Now, Tyler has come from the 600 modified ranks, is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he did. We're looking forward to working with a new guy, and he's coming into a pretty good deal with all the experience and help, so it should be a pretty good deal for him to come into.
So this young man's stepping out of a 600 and going into a big late model.
Yep. Just throw him right into the wolves.
and then the third driver, everybody better be sitting down for this one.
Who's ready for this? Who's?
Because it's the return.
This is a return. Who's going to be your third driver?
This is a return. We got a deal together. Randy Stout will be returning in a number 10, driving for Wanda, and he'll be part of the three-car deal. He's here tonight, and Wanda's here, and she, if you guys would like to ask her some questions, that would be great, because she's highly involved in this, as the rest of us are, and just a bunch of old friends kind of getting back together and trying to work some things out.
Let's give Randy Stout a round of applause here. Let's give him the clap for coming back. Good to see Randy back in action at the Grand.
Yeah, back in action.
Yep. I'm glad to, happy to see him back. The late model division has been down on cars. This is also to help grow our division. We don't want to lose being a weekly division at Grandview Speedway. I believe it's a good fit. The racing's pretty good. The teams have all stepped up, worked hard, spent money, improved. It would be a real shame to see it go by the wayside now. So that's another reason that we're doing this, to try to improve the division, bring a rookie in, just get as many cars as we can back to Grandview, where the racing's usually pretty good.
Well, we got you 25 laps. You want 30 lap features?
Nope. 25's good.
Let's try.
We need to get we need to get the car count up. Yep. So
what can we do? What can we Grandview do to try to get more late models to come to Grandview on a Saturday night regularly instead of like hit and miss? Got any idea?
The biggest complaint from the owners is the tire rule.
Really?
Yeah, that's the biggest complaint. If they'd open up the tire rule in the late model division and not make us run the track tires, I believe you would see more people come in. The track tires is a huge expense. If you want to run and run well, you got to put tires on it. And they are very expensive, and they can be gotten cheaper without the stamps. It's something we've discussed at a meeting we had with the Rogers family, and don't know what's going to come of that, but it would be nice if they would do away with that, because that would help the existing teams as well as hopefully bring in some new drivers, some new owners, new teams.
I never knew about that tire rule.
Yeah, we have to run a stamp tire, and they're $181 plus tax per tire. It's a lot of money.
And you guys are bolting one on for a heat and one on for a feature, pretty much.
Yeah, you run softs for the heat and hards for the feature. And
so if they got rid of the stamp tire, is what you're saying?
Yeah, we could save about $60 a tire.
Wow.
So
that would add up over the course of the year.
Yeah, every three tires, you get your fourth tire free, basically going by that theory pretty much, or thereabouts.
And is it American Racer tire?
Yes. Well, the track tire Grandview is American Racer. That all divisions run on. The size of our front tires are more costly than the modifieds or sportsmen's, because we run big tires all the way around. Just that would be a huge help if they would do something like that to help keep the teams coming back, or to the teams that are on a limited budget race a few more times, I believe, if they would come up with an agreement like that.
Well, why can't we get a tire deal like the modifieds have for the late models with that American Racer deal?
Well, we run the same rear tires.
Right, but, like they give a tire away.
I have no idea.
Think about it. If you're running the same tire as the modifieds, why not,
You're paying the same money to the modifieds, and the sport do have that tire deal. It would be nice, but we're the ugly redheaded stepchild.
All right. We'll work on that one.
All right. Thank you.
We'll try our chance.
And
motor-wise, you guys all going to have, the same motor package, all three teams, or is there, everybody had their own motor deal?
They're all pretty close. There isn't a whole lot of difference you can do from one to the next. We all know what's in each other's and, what works, what don't work. So they'll all be close. Everything's going to be pretty close and even up so that we know what each car has, and then it's easier to help each car or find something that works, something that don't work, try this, don't try that, don't do this ever,
right.
So it will improve the three cars as a whole, I believe, by doing this, because everything's open book. We all work on each other's cars, so there's really no secret. So,
right. Well, my thing is with these late models, there's so many adjustments in them. You could dial yourself out in a, now you're going to have, gobs of information coming in.
Fortunately, they have information that works.
Yeah.
It's easier to dial yourself out than dial yourself in. There's so many adjustments. If you don't work on them and you look at them, they look like a spaceship. But you really don't use most of the holes in those cars anyhow. So it's unless you're trying something really out in left field, there's not a lot of adjusting that you do. You can do a lot, but most of that isn't used.
Okay, well, here's something, because I'm in the infield and I watch the late models. Wayne's always got that left front jacked up coming off the corners, and not a lot of late model guys do that. Is that his preference? Is he comfortable with that?
He'd prefer to keep the left front down if we could, but the car seems to run well that way. So he said he'll drive it. He said,
okay, because
as long as it's fast, that's all that matters. So the car runs pretty well the past 2 years, 3 years, and each year we keep improving and just want to show up competitive. That's what we want. So and like I said, our guys do a real good job, and the driver's driving pretty good, and the guys turning the wrenches are turning them pretty good, and we've had a good past few seasons, and we want to keep that rolling and get stronger. That's why we're doing this.
All three drivers get along?
To be honest with you, we really don't talk to the drivers.
That's why everybody gets along.
Okay.
I think that the thing that stands out in my mind here the most is you're taking – how old is Tyler? Do you know how old Tyler is? Terry, how old is Tyler? 20. You have a 20-year-old young man that is being sandwiched between some serious veterans. We got a guy that's going to be taking over the all-time win total soon in Randy Stout. Wayne has done a great job over the past years running up there, and here's a 20-year-old kid that's just going to, no matter where he turns, he's going to have some great information around him. It's just mind-boggling. What an opportunity for this young man.
It is a tremendous opportunity for a rookie. I haven't gotten a chance to speak with Tyler much or get to see him race that much, but heard great things about him, intelligent, good driver. So it's a very good opportunity for him, and hopefully it works. I don't see why it wouldn't work. The rest of us are pretty easy going, and plus he's only 20. We have a DD, so designated driver.
Exactly. You got a built-in DD. I like that. Good stuff.
Like that. So.
Unbelievable. You got three cars. What kind of chassis are you running?
Rocket chassis.
All rocket chassis?
All rockets.
Who's providing
who's
the power underneath the hood?
Who's lettering them? That's three cars, man. That's good business right there.
Well, my car.
I got a guy.
always go to the Wizard of A, Mr. Joey Adams. He does a fine job, and the flying grate looks fantastic every year. Mm-hmm. So they'll be going to Mr. Adams to be stickered up. So
that's right. Respect the A.
And it'll respect you back. I'll screw them things up as good as anybody. But, yeah.
This way I can sing you more Christmas carols.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a true story.
He, oh, wait.
No. This was bad. This was bad. Crazy dropped his body off a couple years ago to get lettered, and he was kind enough to stay there and peel the plastic off, which is great. Now I'm working upstairs. My helper and I are up there. We're doing our own thing, and faintly and slowly, bellowing from the downstairs, we hear Christmas carols coming from that gentleman right there. He was having a good old time, peeling the plastic off, filing some edges, just singing Christmas carols.
It's end of the season, man.
Hey, he's got the spirit.
He's multifaceted. Well, he had the spirit. He was having a lot more fun singing them than we were listening to them.
Hey. You can never get thrown out of your shop for singing bad. I tried, and you've never done it. So,
Dad, I don't know if you answered my question. Who's going to provide the power for you underneath the hood?
Carl Ruth will still be doing the motors in the 72 as normal. Mm-hmm. And then there's an engine builder in New York that we're going to be taking the other engines to that's done some other stuff for Grandview. I can't think of his name right offhand. Wanda will probably know it. You can ask her then who's going to be doing that. But they'll be doing the motors for the other two cars up at that shop.
These guys ain't playing, Whip. These guys ain't playing.
No, they're for real.
They are for real.
If things work out like we have planned, we'll have one motor's done or just about done a new one. And the two that got hurt this year, we'd like to take them and fresh them this winter so they're sitting there ready to go.
Wow.
And if I can swing it sponsor-wise, I'm still planning on getting a newer car for Wayne so that the car that we had run the past 2 years can be completed, sitting on stands for a backup if need be for Randy or Wayne or just to eliminate any thrashing around, rushing around, and just so that we know we're covered. We're trying to cover all our bases before the season starts.
Exactly. Well, I want to say thank you to you, to Wayne, Terry Bardick, Randy Stout, Wanda. You guys are breathing some life back into a division that really could use some life breathed back into it.
Well, I figured things need to be shaken up a little bit, and if anyone's going to shake them, I might as well do it.
Yeah. This certainly changes the complexity of the game a little bit. You mentioned about sponsors and what things are going to be going on. If you get some good sponsorship, you want to add another car. Most of your sponsors, as you said before, we're coming back for next year. Do you have a list of those sponsors that you'd like to share with me and your listeners?
Yes, I do. J&H Automotive, who is a fantastic sponsor, been with me from day one. Could not race without Harry's support. Harry's going to be on all the cars. J&H will be on all three of the cars. He's piggybacking over and helping everyone out. Cockle Equipment is coming back again this year out of Elverson Pressure Washer Company. Fantastic family-owned business. Great to have them back on board. Excel Collisions, they're in Becklesville, close to the racetrack. They're coming back. Birchmont Towing will be back on board. Ms. Oxford Diner in Oxford, PA, they'll be returning this year. Carl Ruth Engines and Chassis Dinos will be back on board. Mm-hmm. Fast Tracks and Hobbies, Slot Car Store out of Bechtelsville, they'll be on the car. Hanover Inn right up the road is returning. Going to have one new one this year so far called the Comfy Muscle. It's a massage therapist. They're coming on board to sponsor the car. And I have to thank the Merkle Motorsports. They allow us to use their shop to do a lot of our work and help keep our racing costs under control.
Yeah, you brought up a good point there. For years, you've been building your bodies at that Merkle Racing shop, and they're competitors with you, but it's really nice that you guys all get along and everything just works out that way. They're good people.
I'm a phone call away for any of the Merkles. I go over there anytime they need a hand. All they got to do is call. I've traveled with them some. They're family, friends. I'd do anything for the Merkle family. They're a great bunch. They really are.
Cool. Good to know. Good
Brandy
to know.
Stout's coming back to the Hill.
There you have it. You heard it here first.
Yep.
So
you heard it here first.
And Juana knows more about that deal. Like I said, those are her two cars, and we're getting everything together. So if you'd like to ask her some questions, that would be great. She's fairly new
to
our owner.
We're certainly going to do that. We are going to wait for Mr. Deal to get back here so he can swap us out. I asked him to lower the volume of the music playing in the background a little bit. Somebody was jamming
the
pretty
Metallica.
Yeah, they were getting it over there.
I was ready to go off.
Now, Crazy, you mentioned the Hanover Inn, which is right down the street from here.
Yes.
It's a nice venue for you for a very particular reason, not just because it's your sponsor. What do you have going on at the new Hanover Inn?
February 15th, I believe, is the date. Is our Defile Beer Bash, Beef and Beer there. And March 1st will be Randy Stout's Beef and Beer at Hanover Inn and Palm. So they're a big supporter of our teams. They're going to be on Randy's car also and try to help us raise some funds, have a good night, and sing a little karaoke, get silly, you know.
You guys do these bashes every year.
This will be our third one with Wayne. Yes, uh-huh. This will be the first one over here for Randy. She jumped right on board and said she'd be more than happy to have one for us, and food's good.
It's an excellent time.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we get to lie about racing the women. What can beat that, you know? So
I was preoccupied over here. Did you mention the price to get in for the beer bash?
Or has that not been $25 for $25 at the door or pre at the door, whatever. It's going to be $25 for a ticket. Plenty of food, all domestic beers on tap, soda. There's going to be a karaoke DJ, and there's a possibility that we're going to be splitting that up with a live band. So do a little bit of a band, a little bit of karaoke, a little bit of band, a little bit of karaoke, just to change it up, something different, try to have a good time. So
good. This is just the Wayne File party, correct?
Yes.
Is this going to be a team party? Or
No. March 1st, we will have Randy Stout's Beef and Beer at the same location.
Same venue.
Yes, Hanover Inn's going to be piggybacking onto Randy's car also and helping us out with a bash for him. So we're talking to sponsors about jumping cars and moving around and adding more. And we picked up a few new ones, and everything's going along very well.
I talked to you a couple of weeks ago when you stopped by the shop here. I've known you for many, many years. You genuinely seem very excited for next season's racing.
I would start racing this Saturday if they would. It's just very excited. A lot of exciting things happen, new things, exciting, different. Plus, we ended the season on a good note. It would be nice to keep moving along with that, but, you know.
Yeah.
You guys are the last late model race Ernie will ever did.
You know, and that kind of made it special because I've been going to Grandview for 100 years and working on cars there since I'm 12 years old, and hearing Ernie announce, and it's disappointing to see him go, but it's pretty cool that we were the winner of the last late model race.
That's
right.
That Ernie got to announce, and that did add a little special to the event.
It carries a nice honor with it. It really does.
Yes. I felt super good for the guys that work on my car with that win because we'd led a few other races in broke earlier in the year, and not one of the guys ever gave up, complained that this is dumb, nothing. They just kept going.
You do have a really good group of guys. Would you like to mention who they are?
Yes, I absolutely would. Ken Berger, Kenny Berger, Thomas Berger, Big John, Lil John, Brian Swift. There's me, Wayne, and Wayne's father, who we just all lovingly refer to as Pop.
That's cool. You have more burgers than a McDonald's, to be honest with you. It's pretty good.
Yep. And sometimes it's like being at the Golden Arches.
Yeah, it is. No, it's a great group of people you have yourself surrounded with, and it's a true testament that you're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with. That's why I'm screwed here every Tuesday night. So.
Yes, you are, pal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
feelings mutual.
Yeah, the guys are just amazing. They just don't quit. The guys just keep working. You know, every team does. I mean, every team, the guys just work hard when it's hot, and you know, everyone puts in the same amount. But it's a pleasure to work with these guys because they just don't stop. No matter what's going on, they just keep on moving and doing what needs to be done. And it's a really real pleasure to work with these guys because it makes the tough times easier.
Yeah, sounds like he got a lot of respect for him. Now, team file here, the Flying Grape, always had a purple card. Am I going to expect to see three purple cards next year?
Nope. We've discussed colors and stuff like that. One purple card is enough. So we're not sure. We've discussed with Randy. We're not sure what colors he wants to be. That's still in discussions. We haven't figured it out yet. That's between him and Wanda and Tyler and Wanda. So I suggested chartreuse, and they didn't want to hear it. So,
unbelievable.
Man, it should be black and yellow.
It might be black and red until it's all said and done. We've been kicking some things around, but
interesting.
That's Joey will be the first to know.
And he can hold stuff, man.
As many people as he talks to in racing, and if you tell someone, hey, and he just kept quiet for a little bit, that's the guy you can go to because he keeps it quiet until you're ready to come out with it. So it's a nice. You don't run into that too often anymore in a racing game. So
no, I've always tried to be. I've had all these years I've been involved in motorsports. I've had people tell me shock combos, weight setups, what they were and were not supposed to be doing to the car. And I always cherished it that if they felt confident enough in me to tell me some of this stuff, I felt confident enough not to say anything to anybody. So it's got to be a respectful thing, and that's just the way it goes. Yeah, I've heard some things that I probably shouldn't have heard.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'll be quiet right there.
Yeah.
I ain't saying a word.
I'll plead the fifth.
Yep, exactly. Well, I tell you what, Dave, Crazy Yost,
yep.
It has been a pleasure to have you on. What we're going to do is we're going to take a brief break. We're going to get Wanda Brown mic'd up here in a few moments. Wanda is the official owner of the Randy Stout number 10 that's going to be in competition at Granby Speedway. So we're going to get her mic'd up. We're going to chat with her for a little bit, get her take on some things. And,
does she know she's coming up?
Well, I tell you what, she's going to know in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So
she's going to be knowing her news, but she's coming up anyhow.
If she didn't know then, she's going to know now. But maybe we can find out what kind of color this car is going to be. We'll see what's going on. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a brief break. Hang tight with us. We're going to be back with some more Low Down and Dirty.
Diamond Disposal offers a wide variety of disposal services, including residential and commercial weekly service, roll-off dumpster service, competitive pricing, and special contracting rates. Diamond Disposal serves the Berks County and surrounding areas. For competitive rates and prompt friendly service, please give Diamond Disposal a call at 610-845-1117. Or visit them on the web at www.DiamondDisposalLLC.com. For all of our loyal listeners here at Low Down and Dirty, Diamond Disposal has been kind enough to offer a one-month free trash removal if you sign on with Diamond Disposal and mention that you heard about this promotion right here on Low Down and Dirty. So give the fine folks at Diamond Disposal a call and see what kind of savings they have for you. And remember, don't let your cash go out with the trash. Call Diamond Disposal, 610-845-1117. For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike, Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back. Cadence Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cadence uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle.
Hey, hey, everybody, this is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Low Down and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serve the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wraps, and panini. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Wingman Bar and Grill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops at Upper Hanover in downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville.
What's that?
Okay, welcome back to Lowdown and Dirty. Again, we are here at the Wingman Bar and Grill in lovely downtown East Greenville. They are located at 622 Gravel Pike, Suite 115 in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. We just spoke to Dave Crazy Yost, owner of the 72 Wing File, late model for Grand View Speedway. And now we have Miss Wanda Brown all mic'd up, and she's ready to go. She's now the new owner of the Ranch Scout Lake model that will be in competition in 2014 at Grand View Speedway. Wanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
He left on us.
Scotty always bails out on us.
Here's the question. Have you ever been a car owner before?
Yes, this is my second car. I owned the 83 Tonda Rose car last year at Grandview.
Oh, okay. All right. So that I didn't know that.
Yes, my daughter and I own it. That's how we came up with T&W Racing.
And what is your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Taylor.
Fantastic. There's the T&W. Now, how long has it been since you owned a car?
This will be my second year.
Okay.
Because I.
Now, you're stepping into a pretty exciting program here. Are you as excited and jacked up about this as our good friend Crazy is going into the 2014 season?
If there was a race Saturday night, I would be there.
I like this.
Well, a female car owner. We don't hear that very often. I don't want to sound sexist, but you're bringing it, man. You're rocking it. I think it's awesome, and congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. I feel if, you know, we have Danica Patrick, and we also have Christmas Abbott, so now we have Taylor and Wanda.
That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I got to ask you this. Here's the $60,000 question. How in the world did you get Randy Stout to come back to Grandview Speedway?
Well, that was a deal I started with Crazy. Crazy got to talking to Randy, and Randy said that he would like to come back, and that's how we got Randy. We got him a car for him to come back.
So. Well, you certainly went right to the top of the heap as far as the driver.
Yeah, I was just
going
to say. Yeah.
I mean, you go for the best. You go for the best.
You certainly did that. And we are going to get Randy on here momentarily when we finish up with Wanda here after we get a few of Wanda's thoughts. But we're going to get Randy mic'd up too. And maybe we can even get Terry Bartik on, Tyler's father, and get a few words from him. Now, as far as Tyler coming into the mix, how did Tyler come into this whole deal? You have two seasoned veterans. You know, as I said earlier in the program, you have a guy that has a very good potential of breaking the all-time feature win record in the late model division. Wayne File, who's an up-and-coming star, he's been around for a long time. He's been clicking off wins very consistently and running very well the past couple of years. And now you have a 20-year-old young man that goes from a 600 into a late model. How does all this unfold?
I look at it this way. The younger generation is our up-and-coming future drivers, and we have to keep them involved. And to keep them involved, if they want an opportunity, I believe that they should be given one.
That is the best. That gets the clap right there. That gets the clap. That was an excellent answer.
Your phone might be ringing, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your phone's going to be ringing now.
Yeah, don't give your cell phone number out, sweetheart.
Okay.
Usually, we guys knocking on your trailer every week.
I got an opportunity. Now, sponsorship wise, Crazy went over some of the things that he's got going on. Do you have anything to add to the mix with your particular?
Okay, I didn't hear what all Crazy said, but we have Romeo's Candy, Redinger, and J&H Exhaust so far for sponsors.
Fantastic. And I did talk to Crazy about car color. I asked him if there was going to be three purple cars on the Speedway, and he said no. Can you give us a hint as to what yours is going to look like?
Pink. No. I'm only joking. I haven't come up with a car color yet. I definitely know it won't be pink. If it was up to me, it'd be a camo color.
Really?
Car. Yes, but I don't think that would work. So color scheme, we haven't come up yet. It's still something that I'm giving some thought into. For color.
Now, will Randy be sporting his famous number 10?
Yes, he will. Yes. He will be sporting that.
And Tyler, what number? Will he be taking his father's number 42, or will he have a different number as well?
He'll be taking the number 85 AM.
Oh, for the 85 AM. Okay, yeah, that was a car that Terry drove for years and years. Yeah.
85 AM.
85 AM, yes.
I remember that car.
Yes. Yep. Red, white, flat with a blue number.
Yep.
I lettered it.
That's why I remember it.
That's going back quite a few years. I mean, Terry's over there. How many years ago has it been since Terry's even raced?
I think there were still maybe dirt roads. I don't know.
Did they even have roads?
That's true. That's true. Machete.
Unbelievable. It just it just blows my mind that that we have a female car owner. It's awesome. And you're very savvy with this. This is amazing.
I enjoy doing this. This is something that my daughter and I, my daughter's 17 years old, and I would rather have my daughter at the racetrack with me learning how to adapt and overcome, to work as a team player, and to also to to learn how to be mechanically inclined. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it'll be a benefit to her. And as with her being 17, as I said before, I'd rather have her at the track with me than out doing some more hanging out at a mall.
You're right. You're right. You can almost be a motivational speaker on the side too.
How about it?
Thank you.
Yeah. You want to drive it? Do you ever want to drive one of the cars?
I would like to take it around one time. Just to maybe a couple laps. I think I can't see out over the steering wheel though, so I would need pillows and probably
you need
you know,
some foamies and all kinds of stuff there.
Yes, we're not sitting on telephone books. Don't you worry.
Yeah, okay. You know? But yes, I think it would be exciting to take it around the track a couple of times. Yes.
Well, I think since you're the owner, you have that right to do so.
Yes, I do too. But I never did it before, so I really don't want to crash into anybody.
I think you should run the late model for the owners' race this weekend.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I like to go out there and I like to give Randy a run.
I like that.
Randy's
out. You just got thrown under the bus by your owner.
You've just been had.
Yeah, you have.
Yep. Look out. I smell a challenge race.
Yeah, that is it. There's going to be a challenge match race at Grandview.
Yeah,
this is good.
I'll give him a run for the money.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I'd lay Fender all over him. I wouldn't take anything from him.
Pinch him. Just pinch him in the end.
No,
I
just put a restrictor on Randy.
Now, besides competing at Grandview Speedway for 2014, do you have any plans on venturing out to do some other venues for next year, or are you going to stay close to home?
I'm going to stay close to home. I may try another track. I might try go up to Big Diamond, go up there for something different. To give not only that, to give Tyler more exposure, more track seat time, which I think is what he's going to need because he is a rookie.
Yes.
So that's what I do plan on doing.
You're all for that Big Diamond running late models.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a late model. The late models were, I guess, at one time might have been very popular, and it just seems like the car count is down. So I would like to see the car count come back up.
Yeah, that's one thing. I don't know if you heard this when we had Crazy Mic'd up. I actually thanked him for taking a division that's kind of dwindling here a little bit and adding some new life to it. And I certainly want to express that to you as well. We really appreciate you stepping up to the plate. And certainly by bringing Randy back into the mix here, it kind of changes how things are. And I'm sure there's a lot of competitors that aren't real pleased with you at this point in time, but it's a good thing.
The bar has been risen.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, it has. And two, I mean, it may take – Randy's going to make the whole thing look – give him a different approach, a different outlook. I mean, you're going to have to be able to, step up to the plate now. It's going to be – the competition is, as you said, has raised the bar. With
That's
Randy
right.
back on the track. And I look at it this way. The track, we all have races on the same track. They all have the same car. It's the driver that makes that wins, not the
That's
car.
Right.
They're round, they're brown,
and
they
all
have
a victory lane. That's right, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Now, Crazy had touched upon the cars will be housed in Gilbertsville. I take it that's where you're going to be running your home base out of, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Gilbertsville is literally 3 miles from Grandview Speedway, very close to home. So it'd be right in the backyard there. That's convenient. Plus, when you win, you can stay a lot later at the track, and you don't have to kill yourself to get home.
This is true. It makes it a lot more convenient getting back and forth. Oh, yes.
Good stuff.
Okay.
So, second year, you have any,
goals? I mean, you know,
for
the year?
For the year, I would like to be up in victory lane. That's just like every car owner. I would like to see maybe Tyler get Rookie of the Year, being since this is his first year out. That would be nice. Well, I'm up there for just like everybody else to win races and get points. I think, like I said, with Randy coming on board, it's just going to bring the bar up just a little bit higher. And I think it's going to be a good year and a fun year.
You should be in victory lane opening night, honey, with Randy.
I should be there every night with Randy.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Indeed. Indeed.
He's Mr. Late Model up at Grandview.
He is.
That's Mr. And Late Model.
What we're going to do is we're going to get Randy mic'd up here momentarily. Wanda, I want to thank you very much for being on our show tonight. I hope you had a good time. I wish you all the success in the world for 2014. You're off to a pretty good start, so as it is. So I expect a lot of big things out of your team next year.
Why, thank you very much, and I appreciate you giving me some airtime.
Oh, not a problem. We love that you guys all came out here. The support for this team here, I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is really cool. Your beer bashes are going to be kind of kick-ass.
Yes, yes. I hope, yes. And I think, too, with Tyler being a rookie and Randy helped him out, I mean, Tyler is going to be ahead. I mean, with all the knowledge that Randy has, it's going to be beneficial to Tyler, but I'm also learning. So it's going to be a win-win situation here.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you're able to swap information between two veterans such as Randy and Wayne, it's just unbelievable. And they're going to get better for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler's going to be the biggest benefactor throughout this whole deal. And if you want to stay in this game for a little while, then, you know, these guys, Randy and Wayne, certainly aren't old by any stretch of the imagination, but Tyler has a long career ahead of him, only being 20 years old. So this could be some nice longevity for you in the late model ranks.
Yes, and I hope so. And I hope to be at longevity, and I hope everybody, you know, we have a great year, and everybody just gets along, and we just have fun. I mean, but more importantly than that is this for the fans. We do this for the fans to come out there every Saturday night and support whoever driver, their favorite driver. That's the most important part are the fans. Without the fans, we don't have dirt track racing.
You're exactly right. The fans and the sponsors make it all happen. Very, very well said. Wanda, thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to take a brief break here. We're going to play some music while we get some other people mic'd up here. So we're going to be back momentarily with some more Low Down and Dirty. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Lowdown and Dirty. We just spoke to Wanda Brown, owner of the Randy Stout number 10 late model for the 2014 season at Grandview Speedway. And Whip, I got to tell you, man, she kind of kicked butt on that interview. She was awesome.
She's good. She for a second year car owner, she nailed it.
Yeah, she nailed it. She got her act together. We do have Randy Stout picked up right now. Randy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you heard this or not. You were kind of sitting off over there with some other friends, but your owner kind of put out a little challenge race for you. And you're really good, buddy. You got a track record to prove that, and you're a nice guy and everything, but I'm going with her. I think she's going to lay a right rear quarter panel on you, and she's going to just dump you, and she's just going to go on for this match race.
Okay.
It's good stuff. First of all, I'd like to welcome you back to Grandview Speedway for 2014. You're going to be a very welcomed addition to a field of cars that we talked about many times over the year that's been kind of dwindling down a little bit. I think you're going to add a new spark to this year. You going for the championship or you just going for wins?
I always go for wins. You know, I don't worry about the championship till the end of the year.
Gotcha.
Bad stuff happens to me when I start worrying about that.
Yeah, you can lose focus really quick. Now, you've been away for a couple of years. I've been racing at Williams Grove and some other places. Can you take anything that you learned from that, any of that information, any of that experience, and bring it back to Grandview Speedway?
Oh, yeah. I learned so much over the last year and a half, 2 years. Because when you're running Grandview and you're doing good and winning, you're afraid to try different stuff. And
yeah. Become complacent for the most part.
Yeah. And I went out there and I had some really good equipment and didn't really have any expectations at first. So you try stuff and I learned more and half a year than I did in 3 or 4 years at Grandview.
Is that right? Did you miss racing at Grandview while you were gone?
You can tell
the
truth.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things I didn't miss, but I grew up there. You know, we were from being a little kid playing with matchbox cars up on the hill, you know.
Sure. I mean, and it's very close to home for you. I mean, you went from being 10 minutes from the racetrack to being an hour and 10 minutes from the racetrack on a Saturday night. Does that mess you up when you have a long ride like that, or do you just like to just kind of chill out and get yourself mentally prepared going into battle that night?
It's hard because I don't eat much Saturday, my nerves and stuff.
Yeah.
So you got the long ride makes it even worse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it just gives you more time to think about stuff.
I mean, you ran Williams Grove. I mean, late mile. Did it seem like it took forever to get from turn two to turn three?
Oh, that's amazing. That's the only. I mean, guys that run Syracuse probably are like that, but that's the only track I ever noticed speed in a race car, like how fast you're going. That's the first time I went there. That's the first time I noticed any kind of speed. You know, that it felt fast. And I mean, I'm used to it now, but that's really cool. That's really cool out there.
That's a good point because speed, a lot of times, no matter what size track you're on, speed is irrelevant until you hit. That's when it becomes very relevant. But if you can actually feel the speed, you had some really good videos posted last year from some in-car camera stuff from a GoPro and awesome shots, man. And we really appreciate you sharing that stuff with us. But it's just amazing when you're zipping down them straightaways there, man. That is just – plus, it's Williams Grove. It's the Grove.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, them sprint car tracks are – they're kept so nice and they're just awesome. And I mean, eventually you forget about the speed and you start driving like you're on a short track somewhere. But it takes a while.
Mm-hmm. Now, Grove stays pretty tacky all night long for you, doesn't it?
Actually, no. I was
Do
happy
drive
to hear that.
For you?
I was happy to hear that because the guys run Friday night and we ran Saturday. So it was pretty dry for us on Saturday,
which is
my kind of track.
Yeah. Yeah, because the dry, slick tracks separate the men from the boys because you can't just mash it to the floor and just hang it out. It looks neat for the program book and the photos, but it doesn't get you to the front.
Yeah, up on three wheels ain't that fast.
No, it's not. Now, how many feature wins did you click off at the Grove in the past couple of years?
Six in a year and a half.
That's very impressive. It's very impressive. It really
is. Wow. And there's a good competition out there on a Saturday night in the late models.
Oh yeah, there's no junk.
No.
Gene Knobb is the Dwayne Howard of out there, and we were running with him right away, and I was surprised. But, we only ran there four races this year, and we had three wins and a sixth. And things just went bad, and I decided to quit. Just look for a better situation for my kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so here we are back at Grandview.
Yeah, back on the hill. I mean, are you excited to go back to Grandview?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm in a car exactly. It's identical to the car I drove at the Grove. So, it's gonna be a long winter.
people in the late model garages right now are going, son of a.
Yeah, this sucks. Yeah, you really irritated a lot of people.
It's amazing. You pissed people off coming back.
Did. Know that. We're only halfway through October, and typically at this time of the year, the guys are like, man, I'm glad it's over.
Yeah.
I need to regroup. Everyone on this team is like, I wish we were racing Saturday night. That is insane. It is going to be a long winter for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about having a 20-year-old protege under your wing?
Oh, I wish I would have had somebody. I mean, I'm not saying I know him. You know, I'm still learning every week, but if I can help him, I'll help him, you know. It's awesome. I wish I would have had somebody to help me.
How about it? What an awesome opportunity for this kid. Unbelievable. I tell you what, Randy, it is, again, like I said, welcome back. Welcome back to Grandview Speedway. You got a lot of fans. A lot of people are going to be real happy to see you. There's going to be a lot of people that ain't real happy to see you, and those are usually the ones that you're going to be racing against. But we're gonna switch mics here on you for a second.
If you recommend T-shirts opening night, because you're going to sell shirts.
Yes, you are. I would highly suggest that. Again, thank you, Randy, for being on here. We're going to get Terry Bardick mic'd up here for a few minutes, and we're going to talk about his son Tyler getting into a late model. So give us a minute here, and we're going to be right back with some more Lowdown and Dirty.
Back.
All right, welcome back to more Lowdown and Dirty. Thank you for your patience as we switch microphones over there on the show right now.
We got the captain working.
The captain is working for once. Terry Bardick is joining us right now. Terry is the father of Tyler Bardick. Tyler couldn't be here this evening, but Tyler is the third wheel in this proverbial team right here. First of all, Terry, you've been around for a long time. You've been racing for a while. I know your son's been racing at 600. What's it like to not be behind the wheel and watch your son zip around a track when there's nothing you can do about it?
I actually like it more than when I raced, in all honesty.
Is that right?
It's great to watch your kid race. I'm a nervous wreck, but it's great to watch your kid race. And he's done well in everything he ever sat in. So
that is so awesome. And you obviously understand the scope of this opportunity that your son has been afforded at this point in time. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yes, he couldn't get a better opportunity than this, and that's why I had to jump on it. I mean, these are people that know how to set up the cars. I mean, they've changed a ton since I drove. So he's jumping into something that it's just an honor to be with these guys.
It truly is. Yeah, and I congratulate you and your son for doing it. Mm-hmm. I've known you for many years. I led many of your cars back in the day. Is your brother Jim going to be helping out with the program as well?
Yes, I believe he is. We've been talking about it. He was helping John Kellner Jr., but I think he's going to come over and give us a hand.
Cool. Keep it in the family. That is good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Are you excited? Are you as excited as everybody else is on this team?
I am so excited I can't even tell you. I mean, I'm going to be so proud to see my son race where I raced, you know, the same number.
That's huge.
You know, all that.
Yeah, that is huge.
It's awesome.
It is really, really awesome.
It's awesome.
It's. I said to Randy just a few minutes ago, at this time of the year, most people are glad that their races are over. This entire team is ready to go racing this coming weekend, and it's just unbelievable. So I wish you and your team and your son the greatest success for 2014. It's good to have you back up at the Hill again. And we're going to expect some big things out of this young man. We don't expect him right away, but we're going to expect him.
Yes. It'll take him a little bit of time to get used to the bigger,
oh, yeah,
heavier, more horsepower.
Yep.
But give him a couple of weeks. He'll be at least competitive.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And, again, I'd like to welcome the entire Bardic family back. It'll be good to see you guys roaming around in the pits again. And thank you so much for being on. We appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Thank you very much. Terry Bardic, ladies and gentlemen. And according to the old clock on the wall here, Whip,
We did it.
We only got a couple minutes left here.
Again, how do we do
First of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to everybody that showed
everybody.
Up tonight. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate everything. Thank you. Hope everybody had a good time. It was a good show tonight.
Yep. You know, Captain blew the computer up.
He blew the computer up. Thanks, Captain.
Yeah, I did.
Nice job. You stole fries from patrons.
Yep.
You're a mess.
I did that. I had plenty of beers while I wasn't on, so...
You're a
if
mess.
I sound incoherent right now, there's a reason.
Typically, you sound a little bit more coherent than normal, so drink up.
Okay.
So, again, I'd like to thank everybody. Thank you to our guests, Dave Crazy Yost, Wanda Brown, Randy Stout, Terry Bardic. We appreciate everybody being on tonight. We hope everybody enjoyed the show. And we're going to see y'all next week right here, same bat time, same bat channel. Are we going to be at the Wingman next week, or are we going to be at the Bandits Inn next week?
You call it, Joe.
I ain't involved in that. That's what you said.
I will make a corporate decision later in the week.
Right. Oh, okay.
It is in your hands.
But again, thanks everybody for coming out. And we hope everybody enjoyed the show. We did it, dude.
Did it.
Wish everybody a good night. We're going to see you all here next Tuesday night. Thanks again, everybody.